This is the Gallery Chit Chat. I'm Robert Laidlaw, and today's guest is Joanne Hughes. G'day, Joanne.
Morning.
Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about the Gawler Art Award. Joanne, how did the Gawler Art Award initially start?
Well, it started from a group called Arts Action. Back in the late 90s, a group formed here in Gawler to try and get a venue, an art space, for artists here so they could display their work, exhibit their work, have meetings, all that. We had nothing in Gawler at that time. So that group decided that they would hold an exhibition, and we held it in the Lodge Hall, which is on the corner of Lindock Road and that other little road that goes off the back of the park there. Yeah, and it was so successful. Judy Ferguson actually won the first prize with a Brian Mahoney piece, Brian and his dog, and it was the whole exhibition just went so well. We were really chuffed about that, but still we didn't have a space of our own. So the next year we did it again at Verdulis' Garden Centre. And all this time we've madly trying to get an act together to have a gallery of our own.
So basically the Gawler Art Award was the impetus about getting this the current location that you're housed here at the Gawler Railway Station.
Yeah, that was the start of it. Yeah, and so this one coming up is going to be our 8th.
So it's held by annually. Now, what type of artists enter? Is it just Gawler artists, or do people from outside the area enter sort of Gawler scenes, or what's the rules and regulations?
Well, there's 11 categories, and so you can cover. There's a lot of subjects covered in that. There's an open one for just any media, any subject. But apart from that, there's some very specific ones. There's one for the spirit and essence of Gawler, for instance. And there's one from the heritage group of Gawler, the association, and they want something that's of heritage or environmental capacity of sharing their work with other people of like mind. And other than that, there's the youth one, there's a people's choice, there's animals and birds. Have I covered them all, do you reckon?
Probably.
Amazing how many categories there are and how simple it is for people to become involved in this exhibition.
Now, I noticed that there's an acquisition prize of $3,500 by Gawler Council. How long have they been awarding that?
They have supported us right from the beginning. It wasn't always $3,500. In the beginning, I think it was $1,000, and it's gradually improved over the years. But they are so wonderful, so supportive, and we couldn't do a lot of things in this town, I think, without the Gawler Town Council support, especially in the arts.
Now, you're talking about Judy Ferguson and Brian Mahoney and his dog, which is an iconic figure of Gawler. What other photographs have won this award? Sorry, not photographs, but paintings.
Oh, now that's a hard one. I didn't look that up, Robert, and I know one of mine didn't win. But they are acquisitive, and so they'll be in the council chambers, and when it gets to be a new civic centre, you'll be able to see all these acquisitive prizes and paintings up there on the walls, but I couldn't tell you that exactly.
Now, you're talking about, you know, Gawler Council, obviously your major sponsor. What other sponsors support this award?
Well, Tony Piccolo has always supported us. He started off as when he was mayor of Gawler Town Council, and he was on that committee or that board when we started getting this gallery together. And that was another story of itself, of course, because it was the Lions Club that was putting this building back to gear. It was derelict and it was awful. And so they adopted it and they got some help from the boys from the Dole scheme, and they came in and resurrected it, renovated. And they were looking for a community group that would take it on, some worthy community group. We figured we were that. But we didn't have a penny, of course. And so we asked the Gawler Town Council if they would help us. And they gave us a very generous grant. And that was enough to put all this lighting up, and also the picture rails, which you couldn't work a gallery without, and you can't stick paintings on the wall, and these are very specific rails and hooks and stuff, and so we were really very grateful to them for that.
And it's a real Gawler-centric sponsorship sort of deal here. You've got Verdulis Garden Centre, Gawler Environmental and Heritage Association, you've got Ned's Store, Corner Craft, Patricia's Hair Sanctuary, The Bald Guy, Sanders Fodder Store, Handyman Services. There's all local sponsorship.
Yes, that's right. And we ask them every 2 years, and they're always very happy to sponsor us.
You also have a people's choice. How popular is that? How many votes do you usually glean for something like that?
Well, it's amazing how many people do put their numbers in. I'll tell you a funny story, though. When we first did this, we used to just leave the tickets, the little voting slips, in the rooms and just expect that people would just write out one and put it in the box. But we didn't think about little kids wanting to get their mum's picture the winner. And so the first year we found that one person had about 400 votes, all in the same handwriting, and was obviously a kid that wrote number four, number four, number four, and put tickets in every time he went past the room. And so from then on, we actually handed out the tickets. But we do get a lot. A lot of people want their favourite piece to win. And people's ideas of their favourite piece differ. It could be a sports one. It could be a landscape or an animal of some sort that really appeals to them. And so it's a great way of letting the artists know how they're appreciated and what sort of work they should be keeping on doing.
Yeah, it's good art is in the eye of the beholder. That's like most things in life.
That's right.
What's your favourite piece that you've seen in the history of the Gawler Art Award?
I think there would have to be the one that Ellen did. And it's actually in this exhibition here at the moment. I don't know if you've had a chance to look in here at the moment, but Ellen did the most beautiful horse, and it's black caviar. And it's just the most beautiful picture. I'm not a horse lover. I mean, I don't have a horse, and I'm a bit scared of them. But it's just so beautiful and so well done. You can almost feel that picture and feel the fur of the skin of a horse. You know, that's how lifelike it is. And she has done some amazing work over the years. And she still has an exhibition here that will be open until the Art Award takes over the space.
Yes, it's interesting that back in the day, Far Lap was a famous horse, but for our generation, it's Black Caviar, so it's going to be popular.
Yeah, well, I'm not even a race goer, so for me to even know what Black Caviar was is quite a coup, but it is a beautiful picture.
So you yourself, have you entered many pieces over the years?
Yes, I've always entered. I enter into the textile exhibition because I'm not actually a painting artist with a brush, but I know colours and I know fabric and I know my way around a sewing machine, so I have always put something in the Art Award. And this year I have already got a piece together for it, yes.
So what are the dates of interest for anyone that wants to put a piece of art in? When does the entries close? When do they have to have entries in? And when is the exhibition?
Right. Well, the entries close next Sunday. That's the 7th of August. And the following week will be delivery date. There will be people bringing them in on the 14th. They will be hung on the 15th, judged on the 16th, open to the public on the 18th. And then the official opening is on the 21st at 1 o'clock here at the gallery.
And how long will the exhibition be here so people can come and have a look at it?
It's open till September 25, yes. 6 weeks we usually have our exhibitions running for.
Now, you were talking about the painting and you were talking about various other art forms. Obviously, photography misses out this time.
Well, we had a two-room photographic exhibition earlier on this year, which was very well attended. We were very, very happy with the actual beauty of their work and the skill of their work. And we had it judged professionally. And so we figured that this time we would have a photographic section in the Art Award for that reason. We do have 3D and sculpture, though. Mm-hmm. And so that gives other people that haven't had a chance to exhibit their work in that field.
So what would you say to encourage the general public to come along and view this exhibition?
Well, it's art from your local people, and you really need to come and have a look. It's not just local, actually, because we sometimes get people from interstate that have passed through and known the gallery, have visited the gallery, known what it's like. But this year, so far, I don't think we do have any interstate, but they come from the Barossa as well as Gawler, Elizabeth, Salisbury areas. And I think that's in itself a real recommendation to come in and have a look at the work.
Now, the Gawler Gallery is in the Station Master's House at Gawler Station. Mm-hmm. What are your opening hours for people that want to come and see any of the exhibitions that are here?
We're here from Thursday to Saturday, 10 until 4, and then on Sunday we open a bit earlier, 9 o'clock until 3. And the opening will be at 1 o'clock on Sunday of the 21st.
Well, thank you, Jane Hughes. This is Gallery Chit Chat closing off, and I'm Robert Laidlaw. Thank you.